course, he will address English or the British society as a whole. I do not know in detail what he will say, but we are in contact with the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he is very interested that the Pope does not only make a Catholic event of the beatification of Newman, but an event for the whole society. And Europe and also England has so many financial problems, at this moment economical problems. And so the Pope can a little bit repeat and present what is told already in his encyclical Caritas in Veritate, which was very well received in England. This will be one main point, and a second main point will be the relations with the Anglican and the Catholic Church. We had after the councils, especially after the visit of Archbishop Ramsay, very high expectations and hopes. This is now a little bit much more lower since this inner problems in the Anglican community happened and are still there, but nevertheless, the Archbishop and the Pope are decided to go on the ecumenical path, and we will resume now the third phase of Archich. I hope this will go well. The Pope will be also in Lambeth Palace and will have an ecumenical service together with the Archbishop. And then the third thing will be the beatification of Newman. This is also in a very significant place. It will be on the airport of Coventry. And that's not easy for a German Pope because Coventry is a symbol in the Second World War. In the meantime, became also a symbol of reconciliation. So twinning with Dresden, which is also a symbol of the Second World War. But it's a beatification of Newman. Is a very important event, I think, not only for the Catholic Church, because Newman became a Catholic, but he is one of the main representative figures of Anglo-Saxon culture also and of Anglo-Saxon theology. And so it's important for both churches to highlight what Newman has to say, and I think it's very important what he is saying about the development of doctrine. And then he has wonderful prayers and poems.
You're also, as you say, speaking on the issue of Jewish-Catholic relations there in Liverpool.
Yes, of course. I think Jewish-Christian relations are very important in England, and Rabbi Sachs is very famous also here. And so I took this issue to report a little bit about the progress we made in the meantime, and the progress which means also to me very much to me as a German. But it's an international progress we made. I think we overcame many prejudices, many problems, and also wounds which are there from the past. And we are now in a very good and a positive, fruitful cooperation, not only speaking about the past, but also what we can do together today to make a difference in our society, because Jews and Christians have the same or similar values. The Ten Commandments are, for example, in common. That's one point. Then I will a little bit report also the old question about Pius XII. What is the present position and where we are? A lot of books appeared about these things. And then give a look to the future, what we can do and how we can work together. I think it's developed some alliance between religious Jews and Christians, Anglicans and Catholics together, to work today for a better society with ethical values. And I think in all these crises we have today in financial matters and in economic matters, it's not only a technical, financial and economical problem. The problem is also what values are there and how we deal with these things. So to look for the common good of society and how we can organize these things for the future and for the good of normal people.